after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. In the building, and see, you got Nate Seduction in the building too. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up?
As much. Glad to be here for yet another week. Blessed to be so, and man, just glad, man. Glad to have you with me. All that good stuff. So, yes. First off, people, for those who are new to the show, this is Life After Dust Live, and we do two shows a week. We do every Monday and Wednesday. Every Monday is Hot After Dust Mondays, and then every Wednesday is Hump Day After Dust. So make sure you tune into both shows. You get different flavors on different days and different segments, so you want to definitely check them out. Tonight is going to be a pretty dope show. You know, last week, you know, since it was the first week back, we were just relaxing, no interviews and whatnot, but this is the first week we'll be having interviews back again, so very dope to be able to learn about new people that we didn't know about before, so definitely a pleasure doing so. Tonight's guest is definitely somebody that's making some moves. I'm gonna go ahead and shout out Pugs Adams. This dude, man, I looked at his stuff, you know, because people come to me all the time and say, "Oh man, can I be in your show?" Or they people hit me up. That's why I've been on the show. But this is one of those cases where person, when you check out their stuff, they was making some moves, and you know they've been like constantly doing stuff and. Just trying to be the top of their game. So, especially when they're movers and shakers in the area, not just, you know, that's another person. You know, they're a person that's really trying to change and influence the culture. So, definitely dope to be able to interview him tonight and be able to get some insight on his story, because he not only does he influence the music community, but he also influences the fashion community. So, I'm definitely looking forward to digging inside his brain. So, first off, Nate, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. He had a photo shoot yesterday.
Nice.
So, you know, I told you I wasn't playing this year.
You weren't, sure. I see. Yeah, you was, and you, this wasn't even when you talked. Like you said, you know, you just wait, you just let stuff happen, and then just wait for people to kind of see it materialize. You didn't even talk about having to shoot last week. So yeah, shout out to that. In the
this
starting
one
with you.
This one was a more high fashion look. So I told y'all more fashion. So it is high fashion look.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I know you. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see like people understand. Like when I say the team is always constantly moving. Like it's not just me that's doing a million things when I'm on the show. It, my team is too, and you know we all grind during the day outside of our careers, and then we still find time to commit to doing our careers. So for anybody that's out there that want to give excuses to why they're not doing what they say they really have a passion for doing, there's no excuse.
No excuse at all.
I ain't trying to hear it from nobody trying to tell me why they can't do such a I just be busy. You know, but y'all can be busy. Here's my thing. I'm not hating about going to the club. Sure, I go to the club. They go to the club. T go to the club. But you know what? At the end of the day, if you can find time to go to the club, but you can't never find time to do your craft, that should be a problem. Like we got some stuff that needs to be addressed. If that's how you're going about stuff, that's a real bad look.
Exactly. I feel like if you really take your class seriously, you don't have time to do it.
Exactly. You know, you know how I am, Nate. I don't like people giving excuses. You know, unless it's stuff that's an emergency. If you're able, it's people every day that actually don't have the ability to do what they want to do, or I should say they have a huge hindrance to try to do what they want to do, but you know what? They still find a chance to try to get it done. So I'm not trying to hear it, man. I said I had a campaign a couple of years ago that said year no excuses. I said, you know, I think that I want to go back in time and slap myself, because why should I just say that was the year? Why can't every year be that?
Right.
So yeah, I just you know how I am, man. I just don't be having time for it. But with me kind of going quickly, what I had going on this weekend, I did a couple shoots over the weekend, and definitely dope. It was my first time using. I had bought some green screen seamless paper recently, and I hadn't got a chance to use it. But this weekend I did, and it was pretty dope. Man, I really, it's always great. Like when someone throw a challenge at me, you know, I rise to the occasion, and I'm so glad that, you know, they threw it on me, and I was like, you know what, I can do this, and I did it smoothly. I was like, wow, like it's dope. I can't explain it, but yeah, that's what I pretty much spent my weekend doing. Was that other than that, nothing like the super. Super exciting over the weekend. As far as to some people, nothing exciting. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and go into a song break, and then we come back. We're going to go ahead and have our guest for tonight's show on here, Pugs Adams. So can't wait to talk to him. We're going to go ahead, and the Rolodex has told me, let's go with his track, Nice and Easy. We'll be back after this.
I got a couple dollars in my pocket now. Just pour a couple shots of us in the cup, mix them up. I'm
gravity. She'll hold you down. Calamity. Here come black clouds. Family, what you gonna do now? I don't know, but I've been told that ibuprofen can soothe the soul. Heartache, that headache, while some choose to medicate. I meditate, my mental state, just stay awake. Here come them downers, uppers, cinnamon neck, wear tougher, as if it was that easy. You can see the pain like Stevie, or Ray did, or David. Let's just say it's hard times, dollar on that decline. Who's this on the hotline? It's Pugsley, it's Eileen, ideas and visions, joint custody. Idiom villains can't touch me. Gone in a New York minute. Got some good cop, it's my bad lieutenant. No chance, like two Tuesdays in a week. They say peace, they say war, they say beef. History repeats itself on wiki pages and in the streets and out in the fields. We look away from the.
The makeup, a conjugal visit, whitewash sorceries all around. Force MCs get squared by the pound. Pressure and image that's holding them down. Approaching a scrimmage, who's talk of the town? Busted up guns, spit a brand new round. Bops offset by the heaviest crown. I'm drowning in seas unseen. Doing doggy paddle with a gangster's lean. Fresh into the creps of a brand new vet. Societal threat, as quiet as kept. Lions tame, stuffed as pets. Neurons splashed up, brain cells wet. Live in a vibe when your soul get checked. Cash that in, take a ride to collect. No death till a drum roll, let's get debt. Heavy ever ready, then we slide to the next. Let no man curse who died, job bless. Black heart man, come fight down stress. A-L-E-E-M-B-U-G-S. Fast, make it press up the dining of the scene. Walk good, stay blessed up. Tight on the beams. Scene.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Nice and Easy by our guest for tonight, Pugs Adams. That was a dope track. Yeah, y'all know how I'm gonna show. I don't be sitting here faking the funk. If it ain't good, I'm gonna let you know. And that was actually a good track. So yes.
All right.
So while we wait for our guests to check in, well, one thing I wanted to touch on quick. Is that it sucks right now because it is like the snow and ice over here. I was just talking to someone the other day. They were saying, man, we just got some snow. We're supposed to be getting some more snow. So I wonder if y'all can get something. What do you know? Now we're getting hit up with something. Like, good God. Like, I don't know if y'all can hear that. Hearing it against the window is ice hitting the window right now. So it's ridiculous. But anyways, we got a special guest in the building. I'm holding down for Chi-Town. What's up? Pugs Adams, what's up, boss?
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, man. You're on the air with yours truly, Seti J, and your girl, Nay Seduction.
Hi, how y'all doing, man? Y'all good?
Yeah,
yeah,
what's up?
Embracing the storm.
Oh, we have one too, man. Oh, where are you at? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Chicago right now. We just had like snow all day, and it just calmed down now. But the wind's up.
Like so it must be traveling down here because now, like about 2 hours ago, that's when it decided to start snow like it was raining a little bit, and now it's starting to sleet and snow. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. And people don't know how to drive down here when it's sleet and snow. So I have no aberration to touch that road tonight or tomorrow.
Are they going to shut down the city, man?
Man, they shut the city, man. I'm telling you. They shut the entire city down when it's snow. When it snows like, everybody shut it down. It's craziness. Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to be sitting right here at Dallas. It's still going to be done by me leaving this house, so I'm not tripping. So, yes, Bob. So, man, first off, man, I want to kind of jump into, for people who don't know who you are, let them know who you are and how you actually got into the entertainment industry.
Okay. Well, I go by the name Parks Adams. I'm a Chicago artist. I grew up in Inglewood in Chicago. And in that neighborhood, I used to throw, like, parties, rap events. And then I really got into doing graffiti. So I first got into the industry painting murals. It was for this movie called Light It Up with 20th Century Fox. Like, I did all the murals in that movie. And then from there, I got into, like, designing clothing for, you know, different companies. And got into doing, like, guerrilla marketing for, like, some bigger corporations and that kind of thing. But in the midst of all that, I started to put out music. So, you know, I put out tapes and CDs and CDRs and vinyl and, you know, all that stuff. But what I was learning at work, you know, doing the marketing and all that, I started to put that towards my music. And, you know, started to do, like, partnerships with marketing companies and record labels. And, you know, really just, you know, take that knowledge to my advantage and getting the product out there and getting it to the consumer in creative ways and, you know, starting new marketing initiatives and that kind of thing. But my first, like, big break with the music would probably be this song called Tear in Your Eye. And, like, MTV came out to my neighborhood and shot, like, A Day of My Life, you know, based off the video's popularity. And the sentiment of the song, because it was kind of like a song reminiscing about when you first get into, like, hip-hop music and, you know, what your world looks like and, you know, this the discovery of something new that kind of takes over your whole, like, life force. But from that record, I started to tour, you know, do, like, more serious tours. I got on my first, like, I think it was 45 dates in 60 days. It was, like, my first, like, really big tour. And it was me and this guy, DJ Vadim, and this guy, Abstract Rude from L.A. And yeah, I really got to just see the whole United States as well as parts of B.C., Canada, and then the Toronto side of Canada as well. And then, you know, from there, I got, like, placements on some video games and on some, like, racing TV shows and that kind of stuff. And then started to travel overseas. And then I moved out there for about 3 years with my band there, and we kind of just toured all around the world. So, I mean, you know, for me, it was just like a gradual thing, like a slow snowball to an avalanche, you know?
So you pretty much, you came with all these different attacks, art and music coming from different directions and, you know, I think that's dope because they're also tied into, I don't think a lot of artists realize the same way models don't realize in order to really grow your brand, merchandising is a big part of the brand. So you being an art, being a, not just a music artist, but you being an artist doing the graffiti and whatnot, that kind of helped launch your career even more. Am I right on that?
Yeah. Definitely just using all my skill sets, you know. I think a lot of times people are kind of scared to put themselves out there in that way. You know, they're just like, well, people will just know me for this one thing. And it's just,
right.
You know, let the people decide, you know, what they want, you know.
Yeah, I think some people, like you said, some people, they get afraid of, because people do this where they try to label you and say, man, you always doing something, man. You need to stick, you know. If you know, they always say master and none and whatnot. if you're great at a bunch of things, then guess what? Why not use all those talents? Everyone doesn't have a bunch of talents. If I can get at a lot of them, that's how I'm going to do it.
But also doing it in the right time as well, you know, because, I mean, some of those things I said, like if I had tried it at a different time in my career, it probably wouldn't have been as successful and, you know, vice versa. I just really try to go with, you know, what's working.
All right, so before I throw it to my co-host, how do you know, like, when you are, when it comes to music, like, how do you know that when you put out a, getting ready to put out a song, or at least putting the song together and then you listen to the complete project, how do you know that you got a good track in your hands? How do you know that?
I mean, for me, I kind of base it on when it comes naturally, like when I didn't really have to work hard to make the record. You know, when the first verse just was like a 10-minute thing, like it just all came out of me, stream of conscious. That's usually when it's like the best stuff, because it's not too caught in the ego and just more caught into getting this idea out. And I mean, usually every time I do a record like that, those are like the records that are the benchmark for the next phase of what I'm about to do, or, you know, like the song to take me to a new place. But I would say,
we play Nice and Easy first in the off of the show, and I tell you, man, like, I think that's like a perk. Like, sometimes I just, like, the same way how you are, you say you just kind of just go to spirit and let it move you. That's the same way I am with picking, like, what song should I play by artist first. And I feel like Nice and Easy is a perfect way to draw a person into who you are and allow them to take their journey on who you are as an artist.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's one of my favorite records, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that hook is nasty on there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because sometimes, man, sometimes people are I was just having to talk with someone about this the other day. Sometimes some people, they're so, I mean, like, their lyrics, they got cold lyrics and whatnot and flow, but they be having the wrong type of beat underneath them and whatnot. And sometimes it's the other way around.
I mean,
they have the best beat in the world, but they're kind of like
terrible. But no, I think, you know, for a lot of rap artists, more so, you know, because I think with singers you get way more direction. You know, everybody else that's in the room or part of the project usually has info on the singer. But with rap, you know, oftentimes it's such a one man sport that, you know, people don't have that qualifier. Somebody be like, "Bruh, this beat and you do not go together." At all.
Right. Yeah, y'all need to get it together, man. Get it together. All right, so I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, Nate Seduction, and let her grill you some more.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, anytime I get to talk about my art, I'm excited.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm not going to talk about the art too much because you are from Chicago and I'm from that area. So.
Okay. Where are you from in Chicago?
I used to live in Evergreen Park. I used to live in Lansing. Then I used to live on 87th and Kedzie.
Okay. 87th and Kedzie put you in Chicago.
Yeah. So, tell us what it was like growing up in Chicago for those who don't know.
Well, I've actually had this question in a lot of interviews, and, you know, I think it could be a night and day experience. I mean, the one cool thing is that, you know, we do have summer and we do have winter. So, you know, as a kid growing up, you definitely get the best of both worlds. But in the same sense of socially, you get the best of both worlds. And, I mean, that could be a negative thing as well, just because, you know, the gangs have always been a thing here since Al Capone. And the violence and that kind of thing. But on the other side, there's so many positive things happening here as well, you know, with people developing programs and empowering our youth, you know, and all the STEM schools and the after-school programs and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's definitely a place where you could do anything, but I would say you have to use some caution in your development. You know, you could definitely get wrapped up in the wrong thing.
That is most definitely true. Absolutely. Now, when I stayed in Chicago, we was able to, you know, go to the Air and Water Show, go to the Bud Billington Parade, go to the Taste of Chicago. And now this new generation that came up, we can't even do that. We can't even take our nieces, nephews, you know, kids to the Bud Billington Parade and things like that because the violence have gotten out of control. So, how do you
feel about that? I don't really think it's any different from before. I just think now it's more on a national level of people, you know, exposing it. And then also, you know, with the president saying his statements to a point, tabloid type of reporting, you know, about what's going on. Because, I mean, if you look at the statistics of Chicago, right now isn't like the most bloodiest time. You know, more so like when I was in high school in the 90s and then the early 2000s was like more of a deadly time. But because of the way press is now and because Obama was from here, you know, just people pay way more attention, you know. And we've had the same problem forever here. I mean, think about that. If Al Capone was notorious here and we've had so many other people, you know, in that light come after him, you know, to do those type of things. There's a serious disconnect, you know, a continuous of, you know, of a pattern.
Well, that's one of the shows, it's the Shy. I think the Shy shows a different side of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Shy is more human in the way they're portraying it and saying, like, you know, the kid could be a good kid, but he still could get caught up. But then on the other side, other kids are looking for trouble. Nah. But big up to that show, man. They're definitely representing. And they tried their hardest to get all the brands, you know, that are from Chicago clothing-wise in there as well. And a lot of the different artists and musicians and all that featured similar to Empire as well.
What should change about Chicago? Like, what can be better? What can progress?
Well, I mean, the one thing, you know, that always can be better is just what every community looks like, you know? I mean, I grew up in Inglewood, I grew up in Roseland here, and those are two, you know, deprived neighborhoods where, you know, parts of it could be food deserts at times. And then at the same time, you know, I got to go to high school in like a Hyde Park, and, you know, I lived in some of the other neighborhoods in the city, and it was like a vast difference of just, you know, having basketball hoops and, you know, simple things that can deter a kid, but just because they have other options, other things to be into, you know, just could be a kid in that sense. But, I mean, also I think the funding for schools has to change. Teachers definitely have to get paid more. I mean, I have a son that's 4 right now, and I'm like, man, I'm to a point, you know, you're depending on the person that sees your kid as much as you see your kid, you know, depending on how long you get in school, to, you know, be paid a proper rate so they're not, you know, having to do 4 hustles and teach, you know? Because it takes a lot to give, you know, what kids need on a daily basis.
I agree.
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump a little on the other side. So, what artists do you want to work with in the future in your career?
I would like to work with probably Pharrell Williams. That'd probably be somebody I'll be pretty excited about.
Okay,
He said what?
Why do you particularly choose him?
Well, I think he's like one of a few artists where they could blend in, or they could be the track, or they could be way in the background of the track, you know? I think he's more of a chameleon of a producer where, you know, it's not necessarily always about him, but what he brings to it, you know, like his taste and samples and, you know, drum patterns and all that. And I mean, you know, that's the person I watch from the beginning, you know, when he was like 18, 17, working on Rump Shaker with Teddy Riley.
Mm-hmm. But I was... which is funny, I bet you some people are like, oh, he was involved with it.
But I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, most of the people. Yeah. How many things you do before people notice you? I mean, to watch Kanye's rise and just, you know, how long that took and what that looked like, you know?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
just
like
digging
people personal business.
Uh-oh.
So,
what
is it looking
like? You can't get a precursor. You just got to hit people with it. You said what?
What is it looking like in the dating life?
Ah, man. I mean, I've loved a lot, yeah. I mean, I've been like all around the world, you know. So I mean, I've had a great time.
All around the world. Okay, okay.
You can see that.
Right,
oh, he
say
got
the truth.
You like, dang, okay. Wow.
Yeah, I'm here. I think that's, you know, about all the questions that I have written down.
Okay. Well, one thing I would like to say is right now I have a new single called Sweat that's out, and the video is due to come in a few weeks, so we're getting ready for the launch of that. And I have, like, a new website on the way called highlyirregular.life. And it'll be, like, the hub to, like, all my shows and my artwork and the clothing and all that stuff. And you can actually go there right now, highlyregular.life, and you can hear the new song, Sweat, take you right to it, and you can enjoy that.
Damn, shoot, we even gonna play that right after this interview, so y'all get a taste of it, but y'all better show your support and excitement.
Yeah,
and
also,
that was a perfect segue. I do got a couple more questions for you. One being, if you could use a time machine to go 5 years ahead, what would you want to see from your career at that point?
5 years ahead. That's a pretty good one, man. I might be stumped right now. 5 years ahead, just to be able to do everything I've done with rap with clothing, you know, to be able to travel around the world just off my clothing designs or my art, you know, my paintings. And, you know,
okay,
outside of that, just, you know, making sure my family's good. I mean, that's always, like, the key. If they're good, everything else is good, you know?
Yeah, everything, family that wins together, y'all know the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrations come easy.
Well, you know, I'm the shameless plug, you know, Nate's a model. So, you know, hit up.
You were silly.
Also, I mean, you know, for the people that are checking this out, they should definitely check out www.iridiumclothingco.com. I'm like one of the designers of that brand and the creative director of that brand. And currently we have like 3 stores in Chicago and 1 store in Atlanta. Also check out usuwe.threadless.com. Like that site features like all like the t-shirts based around my music and some kids wear as well.
Okay, but my final question for you is if you had to pick your favorite song you've done to date, I know it's hard, I know. What would you say is your favorite one you've done and why?
My favorite song? Probably the song called Beautiful. That would probably be my favorite in this moment. That record, like, initially was something I was doing. I was going to do, like, London Radio. It was, like, a radio week of promotion or whatever for, like, my group's new album. And the DJ was like, hey, we're going to have a freestyle segment. And I'm pretty good at freestyling, so usually, you know, when I do interviews, I have to do the freestyle thing off the top or whatever. But they were like, bring a beat that you want to rap over. And I was like, oh, perfect. Because, you know, usually, you know, you and the DJ might not agree on what's a good beat in the sense of freestyling. Because you need, like, a pretty basic beat, nothing too crazy, just steady, so you could keep building the thought on top of it. So anyway, I picked out this Flying Lotus record that my flatmate was playing, and I brought that, and I freestyled, like, the first verse. And then, you know, I did it, and everybody at the station was like, wow, that's dope. And, you know, people that listen were like, that's dope. So when I got back to our house in London, I was like, ah, man, let me record, like, a scratch track of this, you know, over Flying Lotus's beat. And then, like, the rest of my group heard it, and, you know, they had it, the whole thing replayed. And, you know, that turned out to be the first record that got us going. So that was, like, the record where we got, like, you know, close to 1 million people to watch the video on YouTube and that kind of stuff. And then started us, you know, just touring crazy from, you know, Russia to South America to China, et cetera, off just this one song. And then the funniest part about it was when the video came out, you know, and people were like, oh, man, this sounds like Flying Lotus or whatever. Flying Lotus, like, jumped in, like, man, he felt humbled that, you know, I would take something he made and then make this whole new thing from it. You know, I was inspired by it. But, you know, just the power of your ideas, and if you take your ideas serious, where they could go. Because, I mean, I could have done that freestyle and just left it there at the radio and not build on it and made a whole song.
All right. Well, my friend, go ahead. Here in the show, we want to just say how people can follow you. We call it stalking because stalkers, with the way we use it, stalkers follow your every move and they support your every move. So how can we
like
where
those
the
kind of stalkers?
People
that's what we're talking
about. Yeah, feel right, free
man.
To use
any
it,
social
you know.
Network. Any social network. I'm probably the most active though on Instagram and Facebook. But anything from Mixcloud to SoundCloud to Twitter, et cetera, YouTube, all those places you can find me. And the one thing that I made sure all of those places is spelled the same exact way, no extra stuff, just PUGSATOMZ, Pugs Adams. And you can find me at any of those places. You can DM me, whatever, message me, all that. I'll respond to all of it, man.
Well, most definitely. Well, man, we appreciate having you. You are definitely a dope spirit to talk to. So I'm definitely glad, you know, I'm running across you to come on the show. It was pretty dope, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it. And you guys supporting the record.
No problem. Well, everybody, we're going to go ahead and go into this quick track. Yeah, well, matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and introduce Sweat before we go to the music break?
Okay, so right now you're about to hear this record, and it's like a record I wrote thinking about, you know, when people used to go to parties to actually dance, and I go to parties to hold their phone and stare at each other or stare at the DJ or cross our arms, but just to enjoy it. And it's produced by Mulatto Patriot, man. I have a whole album coming out in the next few months called Highly Irregular. This is the lead single, video coming soon. And they're about to play it for you, Sweat. Pugs Adams, Mulatto Patriot. It's Monday night.
That thing you said about not holding the wall, that won me right there. If I was listening as a consumer, you won me.
Highly irregular, regularly highly.
Out the street, condo, some bites to eat, decades old bubbly, high clothes at symmetry. Little B could be and B could be. Now we got that chemistry. 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 Little B could be and B could be. Now we got that chemistry. Party people, we're about to tear this motherfucking roof off. Grab your hands, cause you're gonna lose it. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Working up a sweat. Working up a sweat.
Which route should I go as far as
picking the dumbest person of the week. Well, I decided to go with burglar. So, whatever happened, a burglar ended up injuring his genitals was doing a shot break, and he ends up suing the shopkeeper. A shopkeeper in Ireland is allegedly being sued by a burglar who injured himself while breaking into his shop. The shop in King's Court, Cavern was broken into by three men in November 2015 who used a sledgehammer to gain entry. So, y'all just put those two and two together. What happens next? Sledgehammer, burglar. Yeah, y'all get ready for it. If you had to go ahead and put your money on it, y'all already know this is going. But I will go ahead and tell you some more. So the men attempted to, as the men attempted to get away, they were arrested by armed security arrived at the scene. The men were given suspended sentences for their roles in the burglary. It has since been discovered that one of the men sustained injuries in his haste to get away. The shopkeeper called Kevin told broadcaster Joe Duffy that the burglar ran to a shelf as he was trying to leave and injured his genitals. Kevin said it was probably dark in the store. And I think he injured himself on the shelf or a unit. He had a cut to his scrotum. Reading the medical report, he didn't get to stitch it. He had one of those sterile strips that was brought back to the station. After Kevin, however, explained after the incident he received a letter. I got a letter from his solicitor asking me to take all responsibility for the accident. My solicitor advised me to wait and see. We didn't do anything. His solicitor then obviously lodged it with PIAB, Personal Injuries Assessment Board, and we then got the letter from PIAB. If we wanted to take part, it would cost us €600. The shopkeeper said that he had to replace the door at the back of his shop and the burglar destroyed CCTV evidence of the incident. All right, so you got to be giving that. You guys know why this guy is getting Pickers of the Week. My dude, you trying to steal stuff. That's one thing. But then you get your junk effed up. That's number two. Then, you know, they got to try to do some magic to try to hold it together. That's three. But number four, you got the nerve to send, you know, to try to sue the shopkeeper. You got the nerve, bro. Get the hell out of here. You know how they say God don't like ugly? Well, he made a real big example out of your ass. So, sir, all I got to say is, next time you want to act a fool and try to get into someone's stuff, just make sure you know that your dick could be on the line. So, yeah, so I got to say, that is the cricket. That guy, you, sir, you get cricket of the week. All right, so that leads me into our next segment, which is a fan favorite, known as the Six. The Six is where we name a topic, and we make a list based on that topic. Okay, so since it is apparently a huge winter storm that is hitting all over the area, which, by the way, Nate, is it snowing and stuff up there where you are?
Of course it is.
Okay, yeah, so this is a perfect time for me to go into our topic for this, for today's show is, what's one of the first things you do to keep yourself from being bored when it's snow and ice all over the damn place? Like, what do you do, especially, like, you know, it's hard to get, you know, you can't really do delivery service, none of that, but I know you cook a lot, so you're not necessarily screwed, but, you know, to kind of just keep yourself entertained during the ice and snow, what do you do? So, I go number one, Nay, you take number one. What do you kind of do to kind of keep yourself from going crazy? Like, especially like if the snow and ice keeps you in for a couple of days.
Watch movies.
Yeah, you have particular movies. You know, people pick like certain type of movies sometimes. You bored right now, what's the first thing you popping in?
I don't know. It just depends on the kind of mood I'm in. I just watch a movie, pretty much.
Okay, it's a good one. I feel you on that. I do that too, but sometimes you get, then you start like thinking, okay, you start falling asleep, waking up, watching that movie. You're like, I feel like you ain't doing it. Sometimes you feel like you ain't doing enough. So, yeah, I'm with you that movie is in my list too. Number two. That's when you really want to get to start cooking. So you start just making up reasons to cook something. You all in the cabin just because you ain't never gonna get food again. You all in the cabinets just cooking something in a refrigerator. Cooking. So you know what? This would be a good meal to make, man. You start coming to all kind of inventions when it's cold outside. Like you make some bootleg. You start making bootleg behind soup. And then you start realizing because you didn't go to the store, you didn't go to the grocery store this week, now you got to start putting together the most bootleg concoctions. Oh, man. That's usually when people start getting the noodles, the ramen noodles out and start putting hot dogs in it, cut up hot dogs in it, man. Y'all be doing too much for me. I ain't got time for all that. All right, Nate, number three.
Number three. If I'm in school at the time, I do homework.
Okay, look at you, responsible. Look at you. Okay, Nate. I'm responsible and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel you on that. Yeah, especially if you got an online class. Some teachers like, oh, you definitely got no excuse now.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, number four, I would say is, you know, you say homework. I would say, man, this is when I'm like really on my social media hard and really pumping stuff out because you ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to be trapped in here. I'm going to be promoting my brand, and I'm going to be networking, find new people to network with. This is why it's at an all-time high doing that now when I'm just sitting here like, hey, I ain't going to move nowhere. I got to do something while I'm in this house. So, yeah, heavy networking. All right, so we got two more. I'm going to flip it up slightly. What are you going to do if you trapped at work while it's snow and sleet? Like, what are you – what's going to your mind at that time? So I'm gonna throw it to you first, and then I'll finish it.
At work, I mean, it's nothing too much I can do. I mean, at work, but besides work, I mean, at work, I really don't have that much time to really think on things. Cause I work at a hotel, we be pretty busy. So.
Oh, but I'll try to throw this into there. Well, I mean, like, after you clock out, what if it's, like, really bad, and what if the worst-case scenario, you had to stay there for a day or two?
I mean, I'd just be stuck at work. I mean,
because I know some hotels do it, but are they pretty, like, so, like, for instance, if it was, like, bad weather, are they pretty good about letting y'all have rooms if it's like bad weather and stuff?
If need be, they will give us a room. If we're not sold out or anything, we have extra rooms.
Okay, that's the key. Okay. Yeah, I know some places like they're like, yeah, we give you a discount and rent. Man, I'm like, I can't. I'm here, but I can't at work. I didn't volunteer to be in this ice. So. At least you'd be at a hotel. Oh, I would not want to be trapped at my job while it's snowing. If I had to be trapped at my job with snow and ice, I'd be I would go nuts. I mean, goodness. I mean, the people. I mean, especially I'm on the top floor too. Oh man, I ain't got time for all that shit. So yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was the six. Well, it's that time. It's that time of the show where we let y'all in our business or give y'all a glimpse of our business going on for the upcoming week of what's going on. All right, so Nate, what would you say is what you got coming up for this week?
Well, I'll start back school tomorrow. So I'll be going to school 3 days out the week. And I'll be dropping more pictures from my previous shoot.
Heat. So they hum to heat it up to this cold time. Okay. Most definitely. Me, y'all, shoot. You know, y'all know the most, which I'm mad because I have an important package I have coming, but because of this weather, it's going to take another day before it gets here. So, yes. Because I was, you know, another copy of the most recent issue of Evening Canvas magazine. I wait for that to come in. This weather is not helping me. So yes, that, as well as, you know, this continue to update my sites and whatnot, and as I was telling you earlier, this continued network. This is best time to network and whatnot. I mean, even if it's warm outside, I'm still going to be doing some networking. It just means I'll be moving around more outward as well. So, yeah. That's just a glimpse of what I got going on. The brush, I just have to just keep paying attention and see what else I'll drop. Give y'all a reason going there. By the way, as a reminder, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can go straight to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You go there, you can see all the show. You can see the show. We had the most recent interview from tonight. Will be right there. It also give you the links to be able to go to our different pages elsewhere, like iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. Y'all catch it already. Just check us out in all those different places. So there you go. And if you're in the entertainment industry, make sure you join dustspot.com. This is a site strictly for people who are professionals in the industry, so you don't have to deal with the BS. Also, if you are a model who's into glamour and cosplay, or photographer, anybody that's in the modeling aspect of glamour, make sure you join social.dreamangelmag.com. And yeah, I'm over there as well, so check us out. All right, y'all, we are rolling on out, reminding you on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J, or there's a
Nay,
or a T. There is away. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy is Sandy J and your girl
Nate Seduction.
Alright, shall we out? Peace.
Peace.